right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Welcome back, everybody. I apologize for not being able to upload here in the last couple of months. We have been extremely swamped here in our agency, which is a good thing. Business is going well for you guys as well. As always, let's jump right in to the question of the month. Well, I guess the question of the last couple of months in this case, but it's from a lady named Josie from Texas. Her question is, in Google Ads, how can I pay more or less for certain critters? So this is a good question. You know, you kind of start up a campaign in Google and you say, all right, I want to spend $50 per lead. It's my threshold, but I want to be able to spend a little bit more or pay for more for rats or squirrels versus, let's say, possums or skunks or snakes. So if this is you, there are certain settings and certain things that you can do within Google Ads. I would say that it really depends on the bidding strategy that you use. Okay, so if you're going with a fully automated bidding strategy, or if you like something with a little bit more control, like maximize clicks, and you kind of cap, you know, the bids, then it really depends. So let's assume that you like to be a little bit more in control and use a system like a bidding strategy like maximize clicks. I would suggest to separate the campaigns out. So maybe you can kind of put your top tier pests or critters in one campaign, and then your little lower tier stragglers in another campaign. You can be more aggressive on your top tier. You can have a higher budget. You can have a higher max cost per click and things like that. If you go automated, it's a little bit easier. For example, like target cost per acquisition, then I believe on the ad group level, you can adjust the target cost per acquisition, also known as target CPA, for each ad group. So let's say, for example, you've set your target CPA to $100, then you can raise, you know, rats to $150 if you wanted to, and then decrease skunks to $50. So, all right, Josie, I hope that helps. I'm really excited about today's episode. It's something that I've personally been pretty heavy in building for my agency and for my clients. And today we're going to be talking about chatbots, specifically chatbots for pest control lead generation. Now, the reason I'm excited is because the core of me is really like a nerdy tech guy. I went to school here in Atlanta, Georgia State University, and I have a degree in computer science. So yes, I run this business, I run this agency, and marketing and business is there, but really the core of me is very technical. So kind of discussing chatbots and the nuances behind it and really coding them from scratch is something I really enjoy and really excited about. First, let's talk about the overall concept of chatbots, okay? What are chatbots? Chatbots essentially are robots that interact with your customers. You can use these robots to just talk to your customers and try to come up with a solution to a problem. You can use it for lead generation. You can capture information. You can use it as an FAQs section. There's so much you can do. Why chatbots? You know, personally, I believe it's a lot, you know, if it's done correctly, it's a lot easier to manage. You know, you don't have to have a live person answering the questions for every single visitor that comes to your site. But I think it's important to use best practices when building a chatbot for any industry, not just pest control, but, you know, try to be normal and creative and a little bit funny. The user knows that I'm talking to a robot, you know, so it really needs to be kind of well thought out, built properly, draw out the whole system, the whole schema, if you will, and think about it. And test it with other people, you know, share it with your coworkers and your family members and see what they think, try to find bugs, how can it be improved. Okay, so what we're going to do for the rest of this podcast episode is I'm actually going to just walk through an example that I've built for one of my clients. The client is called Chem-Free Exterminating. So if you went to chemfreeexterminating.com, then you could technically follow along. Or you can check out the chatbot at another date. But it's Chem-Free Exterminating. They're out in Orange, California. And they primarily do orange oil treatment for termites. Okay, fumigation and all that stuff. So we built this chatbot, and not only are we using it to try to get more leads, but we're also trying to really save the client a lot of time by weeding out some people who are not willing to pay the initial fee. So let's go ahead and jump right into it and follow along, and you'll see what I mean. All right, so I'm going into chemfreeexterminating.com. And nice looking website, cool. I'm kind of reading and reading and reading. And then after a few seconds, this little chatbot pops up on the right. And it says, "Hi, I'm Brittany. Thanks for visiting. Are you interested in booking a termite inspection?" So I may be like, no. I don't know why I would say no. Otherwise, I wouldn't really be on this page. But essentially, let's just say I say no. Then I click no, and it says, "No problem. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions," and then the chatbot goes away. Okay? No harm, no foul. Pretty easy. Now let me start the chatbot back up again. "Hi, I'm Brittany. Thanks for visiting. Are you interested in booking a termite inspection?" And this time I'm going to say yes. "Okay, great. Are you in the process of selling or refinancing your home?" Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and click yes here. And then if the user clicks yes, we go through a series of statements. "Okay, I'd be happy to help. I know these times can be stressful." Okay, we're trying to relate. "We'd be happy to schedule an inspection for you." Then it says, "We charge $150 to be collected at the time of the inspection. If we find any termite work that needs to be done at your property and you schedule it with us, that amount would go towards the price of the job. Are you interested in scheduling the inspection?" And you have yes or no. So essentially, what they wanted to do is, you know, if they require an inspection, if they're selling their home or refinancing, and they're required to get a termite inspection, then they charge that $150 upfront. If not, then we just kind of move on just like a regular lead. So they, the client, aka Brittany, she loves this feature because it really saves her a lot of time. It weeds out the people who don't really understand how this works. Also, she doesn't have to explain this whole process again. Okay. "Are you interested in scheduling the inspection?" I'm going to go ahead and say no. You know, I don't want to pay that $150. No problem. You know, it says, "If you're interested, please reach out," and it goes away. Okay. So pretty easy there. Now I'm going to go ahead and start it back up. "Hi, I'm Brittany. Thanks for visiting. Are you interested in booking a termite inspection?" I'm going to click yes. "Okay, great. Are you in the process of selling or refinancing your home?" I'm going to say no this time. And it's going to say, "Okay, let's make sure your home is termite free. Okay, what is your telephone number?" And we start moving forward towards getting the lead information. So if I'm actually in the process of selling or refinancing my home, and in the previous example, I clicked yes, that I do want to move forward, even though I know about the 150, then it would come straight to this spot. "What is your telephone number?" Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and put some numbers here. All right. Noted. "What's your full name?" And I'm just going to put Andy Patel. And this is kind of cool. It says, "Funny, I also know someone named Andy Patel." So again, trying to make it light, creative, a little bit funny. They know it's a robot. So just kind of trying to keep it light here. "Last question, what is your zip code?" Boom, boom, boom. Put in a zip code. "We will contact you as soon as possible. Have a good day." And then I click goodbye. And now the client received an email with that lead information. So looking at the data here, By the way, I should mention that there are tons of softwares out there that offer chatbots. I don't really know any of which are better than the others, but essentially, you know, you can certainly do your research if there's something you want to look into, or you guys can reach out to me. But essentially, I'm looking at Chemfree, their main website, chatbots, and it's been opened 36,000 times since I've had it on. I would say I've had it on for about 6 months now. The conversion rate is 20%, takes about 6 minutes to finish. So they get a ton of chatbots. She's noticed that not only is she saving time by not having to talk about the whole escrow information, she's noticed that she's saving a lot of time by not having to talk about the whole selling refinancing situation. And she's also noticing that she's getting a lot more leads. So in theory, this was a very simple example for termites in one case, but we could build a separate chatbot for bees. For example, if it's in a nest or in a hole, we can talk about it, you know, what type of bee it is, and if it's attached to the building and things like that. We can kind of get the information. We can really play to the emotion of the customer, get the ball moving forward with a series of questions that makes them feel like we're getting to the solution, but really all we're doing is capturing the lead. So yeah, the sky's the limit with this. I think people really enjoy it. I think people don't want to talk as much on the phone anymore. It's more interactive. It's easier than filling out a form. And I genuinely really enjoy it. And I think it works extremely, extremely well. Chatbots, guys. If you have any questions, reach out to me via social or email or whatnot. Okay? All right. This concludes this episode. As always, I am Andy Patel. This is the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. We just talked about awesome chatbots, and have fun with them. If you decide to experiment, I will talk to you guys next time. Take care.